This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview presented by Teton Volkswagen. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone lines right now by Bonneville Bees head football coach, Fred Armstrong. Coach Armstrong, thank you for taking some time with me today.
No problem, my friend.
Coach, you're in your fourth season now at Bonneville, coming off of a 6-4 season where you missed the playoffs just by a hair via a tiebreaker. In opening up camp this fall, what has the atmosphere been like so far, and has what you've seen so far lived up to your expectations?
Yeah, I mean, camp's been good. Guys are, you know, working hard. You know, there's a lot of players here who had to wait their turn, you know, to play a little varsity. So, you know, you get guys really excited to play, and really good team chemistry right now. You know, you're always going to have some problems within your team, but the majority, we got really good chemistry right now.
You mentioned how many players have had to wait just a little bit to get their crack at varsity. Your squad only returns two starters on offense this year, which means obviously a lot of new faces stepping in. Tell me a little bit about your impact players for this season and who we need to watch out for.
Well, our first impact guy is Conlon Smith, you know, our offensive and defensive lineman. Con has really worked hard during the offseason, really looks good. Up to about 320 and lean and mean. And, you know, he's worked hard and he has some schools looking at him. And, he's really going to be, again, one of the best linemen in our area. The other gentleman is Bradley Smith. He will be our quarterback. And Bradley has also been up on the varsity playing a wide receiver and you know, DB. He's just a pure athlete. He plays on our basketball team. So, he'll get his chance now to play quarterback. So I look to see, you know, how things happen with him. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we have Jared Bird back. Jared will be a junior this year. He was awesome last year as a sophomore. And we will have Colby Sexton coming in and doing a good job playing linebacker. So, you know, we have some good things happening. And then, of course, I got one more senior, Tegan Handy. He will play both ways, receiver and DB. So those are our impact guys right now.
Visiting with Bonneville Bees head coach Fred Armstrong. Coach, what aspects on offense did your team struggle with last year, and what adjustments are being made to correct those struggles this year?
Well, I think two things. I think it's very important to find a quarterback coach. And I think that was what we've done now with Casey Faulkner, the ex-head coach at Rigby, is now with us as our quarterback coach. And he's been doing a fantastic job with our quarterbacks and giving them what they need on a daily basis. And I don't think we did a good job of that the last year. So I think we've gotten better in that way. And I just think overall, the weight room that Coach Pancari has really worked hard and Coach Wadsworth really got our kids in the weight room. And things have changed for us a lot physically. So those things are what's going on pretty good.
I know Coach Faulkner personally, having worked with him just a little bit, and he's a very, very good guy, very, very knowledgeable about the game.
Absolutely. It's nice to have another head coach with you. And he loves the atmosphere. He loves being there. And he's great with quarterbacks. I mean, Casey's a really good teacher, really good. So we're really fortunate to have him on our staff.
Defensively for you this season, how many starters return? And of the new faces on the defensive side, who do we need to watch out for?
The new faces, there's plenty. There's plenty there, Matt. There's plenty there. I would say we have a cornerback, Taylor Lyons. He'll be a senior. Taylor has come along and done a real fine job for us on the defensive end, on the defensive side of the ball as a corner. We also have Khalil Salter, another senior. He'll pop out at you. Very good player, good athlete. And then we have, you know, a sophomore in Colby Tamayo that will be, you know, a very good cornerback this year. He's going to be a very good athlete. So, you know, there'll be some impact there, but I'm looking at our D-line as our strength. So we have about 10 of them, and I'm happy for that. So, you know, that's just a shout-out to my old D-line, you know. So we feel really good defensively.
Coach, we're going to take a short time out so we can thank one of the sponsors of Bonneville Bees Athletics on IdahoSports.com, Teton Volkswagen.
Hi, Mario and Buddy at the all-new Teton Volkswagen. Because of your extraordinary response to our Volkswagen line of cars and SUVs, we were able to open this dealership. We couldn't have done it without our great customers. You gave us an opportunity to demonstrate why Volkswagen is a smart choice. So thank you from me, Buddy, and the entire team at the new Teton Volkswagen. We're next to Teton Toyota in Idaho Falls.
It's the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. Matt Harris here with you, chatting with Bonneville Bees head coach Fred Armstrong. You mentioned in your preview about simplifying your scheme on the back end on defense. Now, last season, the Bees gave up an average of about 27.7 points per game. Explain a little bit about how simplifying your scheme will benefit your team and hopefully lower your points against average on defense.
Well, that's exactly, you hit it right on the nose. I think sometimes maybe some of the things we wanted to do, maybe we just didn't get it clear enough to the kids, you know, so that's on the coaches. And, you know, we've played really good defense our first 2 years here when I first got here. Really our first 3 years, really good defense. Last year was just tough because of depth, but also, you know, you're thinking the scheme in one way and it didn't work out for us. So I feel right now that my defensive coordinators with Matt Pancari and Mike Johnson, I think they have a better feel for what we're going to do. And I think if we can get down in the 16, 18-point range realistically on the average, we're going to be tough to beat.
Chatting with Bonneville Bees head coach Fred Armstrong. Coach, what is the one thing, and we'll call it the X factor, the one thing that will weigh the most in determining success or failure for your squad this season?
Chemistry. I think last year I had great individual players. You know, there were some real good individual athletes I had on my team, but the chemistry was not there. So you mentioned how we lost. If you look, we lost some games really close last year. You know, I think this year that is going to be the main key, is that will they stick together? Will they communicate with each other? I think it's the first time I failed as a head coach in that. I'm very good with getting my team together and having some chemistry, but last year I didn't do a good job of it. So this year was the number one thing on my list.
You opened up the season a week earlier than everyone else in Idaho this year. On August the 22nd, you're playing at home versus Valor Christian out of Denver, Colorado. They are the five-time defending state champs at three different classification levels. Tell me a little bit about what you've seen of them on tape and what we can expect from them on August the 22nd.
They're like a mirror of Bingham. You know, they're going to be big up front. Athletic kids. Bingham was more of a power team than they were. Defensively, they were really good. That's what pops out to me on tape. And they have a lot of people back defensively. Offensively is where they will, you know, not be as good as he thought he was last year from talking with Coach Sherman. It's a class team. I always try to make a challenge for our kids, and this would be a great challenge in week one. And you know, we're home and home, so next year we'll go to them. And you know, you learn something when you play these type of programs. So we learned a lot with Bingham. I felt we played two really good quarters of football last year. Even with the mistakes we made, we played really tough football for a half, and I'm hoping that we can now extend that with this group, as these kids, everybody went on that trip, so they know what these type of games are about. They know what to expect. So, you know, I'm expecting us to go out and, you know, play. It's football. You play every down, and you never know what's going to happen.
This season, you have been moved up to the 5A classification cycle, with the new cycle taking effect at the beginning of this year. And the 5A state playoffs have also expanded to 12 teams. Are you a fan of the new playoff system, or would you rather have had it stay at 8?
No, I'm a fan of it. I mean, it's, you know, what's happening is that, you know, you would have that extra 0 week. What are you going to do? I'm glad that we get to play, you know, add another, you know, make it where the playoffs are earlier and add the teams. So I'm fine with that. The format is perfect.
Last question for you, Coach Armstrong. What are you the most excited about for this upcoming season?
I'm really excited about the Valor Christian game, that football will start. I think that's the thing. We're 1 week away, you know. I'm really excited to see how we will do against Valor, and then the challenge of us getting into the 5A conference and having a team that has a lot of kids, like you say, that haven't played varsity, but, you know, have a little chip on their shoulder and going to play hard every down. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Coach Armstrong, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and good luck to you and the Bees this season.
Thank you, Matt.
That's Bonneville Bees head football coach Fred Armstrong joining us here on the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. Don't forget you can get updated scores, schedules, power rankings, and standings for all Bonneville High School athletics at IdahoSports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.